Hello, this is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. Welcome you to the radio show today. With me, I have Ms. Caroline Boone. We're going to be talking about the 4-H and FFA fair coming up this coming week. Welcome, Caroline.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to just have a moment. Tell me about Caroline Boone first, your 4-H history, a little bit of.
So this is my last year in 4-H, and I've been very thankful for the 4-H program as a whole. I have raised market lambs for as long as I can remember. I started out when I was 8 years old. I have also raised market goats, and this year I'm doing a market hog for my last year. I also enter other things in the fair, like gardening, sewing, woodworking, and also baking.
Wow. So you had a very strong 4-H background.
Definitely.
And I always attribute a lot of things to being in 4-H. It teaches you a lot about life and skills. And have you ever lost an animal?
I have. It's a tough loss, but it's something you have to go through being in the agriculture industry. And it's always a good lesson.
It is. It teaches you a lot. I hate to say it. I mean, it's a loss and you hate to go through it, but it prepares you for things later in life. Well, our focus this week is on the 4-H FFA fair, and you're heavily involved, I understand. So when do we kick off and what are the main events we're going to be talking about?
So we have some exciting events occurring during our fair week. Some of them include our tractor pool that we always have. We have the tough truck races. And all these are starting on July 29th. We're also having a car show, a parade, something new we're adding this year, our fireworks shows. There is also a touch a truck event that has been very popular in the past couple of years. We've had good turnouts for. Of course, we have both our cake auction and livestock auction that us 4-H'ers love to see our small businesses in our county support us. We also have our senior day that's going to occur August 4th. At 12:30 p.m. And we also have our very popular demolition derby that's going to take place Saturday, August 6th. Our gates open at 3 and the action starts at 5.
Wow. Well, let's back up a few minutes on a couple of these things. Number one, the fireworks.
Yes.
This is new. I mean, we always have the 4th of July at the Farm Museum, but this is at the Ag Center. Do you have any details on the fireworks or how it's just all free if you have entrance to the fair?
It is free. The only thing you have to pay for at our fair is parking because of our great sponsors. But this fireworks show should be a fun kickoff to our fair that will start at 9:30 after our parade.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's on Sunday night?
Yes.
Yeah, Sunday night. Okay. That'll be a great addition. I know we have never seen that before here, so this should be unbelievable. Now, the cake, let's focus a minute on the cake auction. And every 4-H'er makes a cake or one of the other areas similar to cakes. And they're judged, and Wednesday night, I believe, they have the cake auction. Now, that money mostly goes back to support the fair, if I have it right. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The funds from the cake auction help keep the admission to our fair free. We don't have any rides at our fair, but we try to keep our fair traditional. And those funds that come from our local businesses and buyers of these cakes help keep our fair costs down for our visitors.
And for the people in business out there or who want to attend the cake auction, you don't have to buy the cake yourself. You can actually form a little co-op and everybody chip in and buy a cake or you have pies too.
There's cakes, pies, breads, all kinds of good things.
All things. So they are being auctioned off. And if you have a 4-H'er you want to support or you just want to go out and support the fair, you're welcome to come out and purchase something. Now that starts at 6 o'clock, I believe.
The cake auction kicks off at 7 p.m.
7 p.m., okay. But you want to get there early to get your buyer's number, get things together if you're buying in a co-op or ever how you decide to do it, and support the fair. And that's great that that money goes to keep it free because the fair is very expensive to put together and keep it moving. The $5 parking, I think it's after 4, they charge for parking, but they have to support some of this somehow, so I don't think most people care. Now, the livestock auction, though, and this is on Friday night, and this is a major one because most of this money goes back to the 4-H'er and their projects. And with you being a sophomore in college coming up, I'm sure you utilize that money to help pay some of the tuition.
Absolutely.
And you are at?
St. Mary's College of Maryland.
Majoring in?
Neuroscience, psychology, and special education.
Okay, well, that's good. So now, your animal, can you explain the livestock auction to us a little bit?
Absolutely. The livestock auction is definitely the biggest event for me at the fair. Each exhibitor can sell one of their projects they worked very hard with all year. These funds can allow us to keep on raising livestock and putting those funds into our next projects. Small businesses also come out for this event. You can split up the animal. We make it super easy for you. You can decide where you want your animal processed, and we'll even haul it there for you. So we try to make it as easy as possible for our buyers and support a great cause for us 4-H'ers.
Yeah, I totally amazed at the livestock auction every year. And, you know, you have 4-H'ers who really go out and solicit buyers to get them there to make sure they're going to have their animal sold. And then there's always the beginners who come in and wide-eyed, not sure exactly why they are selling the animal, or maybe haven't. I didn't realize I had to get buyers ahead of time lined up. And there's always buyers who come in and support them. And I do appreciate that from the business community out here. But how does a 4-H'er make sure they're going to have a sale for their animal?
Us 4-H'ers, it's instilled in us to go out to businesses, to practice our public speaking skills, and try to get buyers for our animals. We try our best to get a variety of buyers because we know not everyone wants a goat or a sheep. So we always just go out and present our letters that we write to our different buyers and try to get the most buyers for our animals.
And you don't have to actually buy it, just bid on it.
Absolutely.
Because if somebody's going to outbid you, let them bid. But just a bid now and then does as much as buying it for you. And I will just give you a short story. Years ago, the sheriff and I bought a pig. And he did not grow up on a farm, did not understand things. So we're getting our picture taken with this pig. He said, how will we divide this? I told him, he takes the front half, I'll take the back half. He actually told people this because all the high price cuts are in the hind quarters. And finally, about the third person he told, he said, I think you're being taken on this. But I was having fun with him and not knowing. But the 4-H'ers will straighten that out for you. The packing house or the meat processor will take care of that for you. But it is fun to go out and support 4-H'ers for that event.
And even if you want to still support us in the livestock auction, but don't actually want the meat, you're able to donate that animal back to the 4-H Foundation or a variety of different scholarship funds, which is always a good option for you and your business to still give back to the program without dealing with the livestock end of it.
That is one area, and I have other businesses that they buy a steer and have it divvied up and give employees.
Absolutely.
As a bonus. There's all kind of options out there, and if you have questions on that, I'm sure you can ask anybody at the fair. They will help through it. Give me a call. I'll try to help sort out how to do this. I did get the sheriff through it a few years ago, and I was having fun doing it. But I'm sure Caroline, if you see her at the fair, anybody would be willing to help you, help explain to you how all this works. Now, Senior Day,
yes.
Just a little detail.
Senior Day is an awesome day. We have seniors actually enter exhibits in our fair in the morning, and then we have a band that comes in the afternoon. We also serve ice cream to the seniors that visit our fair, and it's just really neat to see the continuation of those exhibits still being entered.
Now, describe senior. What is a senior?
I think if your heart desires to still enter in the fair, you still can.
Oh, wow. That's good. I entered in that fair for many years. I grew up there in the summers. I had a lot of good, fond memories happening in the fair, but I don't think I'm going to exhibit as a senior yet, so that's good. And we end with the Demolition Derby on August 6th, and I will tell you that is a unique event. People sponsor these cars, and I know when I ran for commissioner, I had commissioners on the roof because you don't want to put it down low. It's going to get banged up fast, so it's a great event. So I appreciate that. Now, any other special things happening at the fair you want to mention?
We're just very excited to see everyone now that things are getting somewhat back to normal after COVID. I think that this year is going to be a great one, and I can't believe it's my last fair.
It's your last fair as a 4-H'er.
Absolutely.
Not your last fair totally. So that's a big part of it. So, you know, this is Commissioner Richard Weaver in District 2. Want to see you at the fair this year. And if you're out there, Miss Caroline Boone will be there with her sheep, goats, and pigs. If you want to come out and bet on her animals, she will be more than happy to have you participate. And thank you for being on our show this week, Caroline.
Thank you, Commissioner Weaver.